This is the official Caps Chirp podcast, proudly a part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Every team, everywhere.
What's going on, Caps fans? It's me, the Hockey Troll, and I am here with that snack, Polly Cupcakes.
What's going on? It's a nice Saturday evening, and we're here to bring you the little bit of news, but still interesting news that there is.
Absolutely. So, Caps fans, for this episode, as you, I'm sure you've heard, not a goddamn thing is going on other than a couple clickbait articles, which we are obviously going to cover. And, not a lot of action. I mean, it's the off season. Jesus Christ, when is hockey going to start? Sorry, I had to figure that out while you're giving me feedback through the cans there. Polly, use the arm. Use the arm.
Move. Well, I needed the mic towards me.
Yeah, you can do that with arm like this.
Well, whatever.
Anyways.
Let's pop tabs.
Yeah, absolutely.
One, two, three.
All right. So, first off, I want to give you everybody a preview of this up next 2 weeks. We're out of town for next week, which ends up being Sunday to Sunday. So we're going to be doing league news today. We're going to be talking about the Danbury Trashers. What is the actual Netflix? What is it? I don't even know what the title of it's called, but we'll talk about the movie. If you haven't seen it, it's pretty fucking good, actually. You should check it out. And then
Untold, Crime and Penalties.
Okay, yeah. So it's part of that Untold series that Netflix has come out about sports and other untold shit. I think there was an Untold Bob Ross one, too, maybe. I don't know. Anyways.
I'll check that out.
Yeah. I'm probably just melding it all together from all the things that I've been binging lately. But also, next week, we're going to have Bob Matthews on, who is joining the Hockey Podcast Network as an actual journalist, I believe. I mean, he seems more serious about things than we are, in the sense of he has actual credentials. And I don't know. I just feel like so out of my league when with some of the people that are on the network, dude.
Yeah. We have people that are peers that we have no business being peers with.
Yeah, and I think that's really just kind of what I'm getting at here with Bob.
Yeah. So we're going to talk to him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Though he did say in the Slack messages that we are the gold standard, which, God help us.
Us?
Yeah. I think he's just kissing our ass, which is nice.
Yeah.
That's nice of him.
I don't mind it.
Right. anyways, let's get right into it. So, first things first, ultimate cuckold Sidney Crosby wants to see Ovechkin breaking the scoring record. Oh, and that's, by the way, it's been a shit show today. We've got Polly's fucking dog, who he's always listening to the podcast for her weird problems. He's got two of them now. I don't know, what was it, last summer you got the other one, Polly?
Yeah, May.
Yeah, so last summer he got one, and it was just a fucking disaster. He decided to double down on that, and now he has this one, Penny. Might as well just pick her up and show the camera.
Yeah.
And it's a Springer Spaniel, is that right?
Yeah, she's a English Springer Spaniel.
Oh, English. Because the Chinese Springer Spaniels are, what, a different breed?
Are there Chinese?
I don't know. That was a question for you.
I don't know. I think they just started cultivating this breed in England.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, apparently Paul is a helicopter parent to this dog because he literally cannot be 5 feet away from him or he freaks out.
She eats things.
Yeah. She's not very smart for being a purebred.
She's actually really smart.
You keep telling me that. You keep telling me that. But a dog that will eat things like rocks that will kill it, not smart. Not smart to me.
Well.
Give me an example as to how she's smart.
Well, she can outsmart us when we're chasing her.
Now, is that an indictment? Or is that is that an indictment on you and your lack of athletic ability and not having the muscle composition of a power athlete, an elite power athlete? Or is that you know, a bonus for the dog?
Well, she also learned how to open her crate and the dog gate, so...
Okay, that's pretty smart. I'll give him that. I'll give it that.
Yeah.
She's currently trying to escape the studio, which... Yeah. I think is fine, dude. If she gets out, she earns at least 5 minutes of freedom before you have to go chase her. Okay, enough about Polly's dog. Like I said, known cuckold Sidney Crosby wants to see Ovechkin break the scoring record. What's up with this? Is this clickbait?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it was part of the NHL media tour they're doing right now. I think. And okay. Some direct quotes here. Crosby said, "I hope he does. I told him today that I hope he does. It would be awesome. He's in range. I just hope all of his goals that he gets are against the other teams as he's trying to add towards it." So, nice little little chuckle there.
Sidney Crosby.
Ovi said, "I don't even think about it right now, to be honest." Which, how could you not? He said, "Because it's too far. It's a long way. And it's a hard way. Whatever happens, happens." So, sounds like he's trying his best not to run his mouth.
Right.
So people don't... I think he's trying to keep expectations as low as possible.
Right, right.
Which they're already super high.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's playing... He's being a bit coy and modest, if you will. I really don't see... I mean, it's got to weigh on him in some way, shape, or form, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to suck constantly being asked about it, and it's the center of every conversation.
Right. And, you know, to his credit, we know he's going to break it. I mean, I feel it in my plums. I feel it in my plums, I do.
Do they have a deep bluish hue?
Yeah, they're nice and swollen and... juicy plums. Okay, well, that's good. And, of course, I mean, what would have been really cool is if Crosby was like, "No, I hope he doesn't fucking break it." Fuck that guy.
Right? This rivalry is still real.
Yeah, how long? And, you know, it's. I think that we can speak a little bit on that rivalry. It was 100%... pseudo-manufactured. Well, 100% pseudo is probably a bit of a contradictory statement, but it was pretty much manufactured by the NHL. I don't think these guys had hatred for each other, you know, throughout their career.
No, I mean, it may have been one of those things where you play the guy over and over and you're like, "Oh, fuck that guy."
Right.
But, like, you don't, like, really hate him.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, absolutely. And I mean, there's obviously a great deal of respect there with each of the players. So, Polly has to leave to fucking just hit her in the face a couple times. I don't know. Is that bad? Yeah, can't do that.
The face is probably too much.
Yeah. All right. Well, she's laying down now. Jesus Christ. Well,
this is her normal calm down time, so we'll see.
Well, I hope. I mean, I've got, like, aspirin. I don't know. What can we feed it?
I thought about Benadryl.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyways, Jesus Christ. I guess this would just be kind of a good time to tell you all about DraftKings, our gracious sponsor. It's week 2 of football, and it's in the books right now. It's time to review and tape and get time to review the tape and get ready for week 3 with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off another action-packed week, DraftKings is getting new customers $150 instantly when they bet $1 on any football game. Listen up, because you don't want to miss this. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 on any week 1 game to receive $150 in free bets instantly. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total cash prize in their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN to receive $150 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or PA only, new customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required, one per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-DEAL-WITH-IT. Or 9-WITH-IT. Sorry. All right. You wrangle that dog?
So, speaking of football, speaking of in Indiana.
Yeah.
Notre Dame, big win today. 3-0.
Oh, God damn it.
They beat their Indiana rival, Purdue.
And, Purdue. Powerhouse Purdue.
Purdue's pretty good this year.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
They are.
FSU is not good.
FSU's not. No. They're probably 0-3 by now.
Yeah.
But Notre Dame, 3-0. Just had to say it.
What about the Raiders?
1-0. Big Monday night football win in overtime.
Oh, nice.
They play the Steelers tomorrow.
They're going to beat the Steelers?
I think it's going to be a really good game. The Raiders have some significant injuries, so that sucks.
Right.
The Steelers aren't great, but they had a really gritty win last week. So, realistically, Steelers win 23-10. But I hope it's very opposite.
Why do you always bet against your team? You do that against the Caps, too. Why are you not just like an ultimate homer like me?
Manage expectations.
Fair enough.
My philosophy in life is if you have no goals, you'll never be disappointed. And if you something good happens, it's a pleasant surprise.
That's the motto of it. Did you get that out of the Meditations by Marcus Aurelius?
Probably.
Yeah. I think he probably says something close to that. I just ordered that book.
I've told people that before, and they're like, are you quoting Wedding Crashers? If it's in a movie, I don't know.
Oh, you supposedly came up with this on your
own? No. I'm sure it's a combination of things I've heard in life. But, yeah, that's how I feel.
Interesting. All right, back to hockey. Chara ends up signing one-year deal with the Islanders. Financials are not disclosed yet. I'm sure we'll get that at some point, but this will be the 44-year-old's 24th season. He is a 13th in all-time games played. Is that of active players or of just? That's got to be right.
I think it was all time. Let me pull up the article real quick.
That's crazy. Good for him. Interesting move, though, right? So Boston. He talked about how like Boston was such a great place and how he wanted to stay there and whatnot, and then he had like a great time with the Caps. I just wonder what they're seeing in him.
Yeah,
I think that he'll fit in with Trott's system perfect.
Yeah, I mean, and they're loading up on veterans, Parise.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, look at how Trott's handled Orpik.
Yeah,
you know,
it just says he's 13th in games.
That's awesome. Interesting stuff. I wonder though. So okay, Brooks Orpik had an amazing year when he won the Stanley Cup with the Caps, and had a pretty good year the year before when the Caps picked him up, right? Because I think he only had 2 years with us. Is that correct?
I think it was only two. There was at least one more because he was traded to the Avalanche. The Avalanche bought him out.
Oh yeah, and that was his last year. But that was the kind of like extension ish year that he had.
Yeah.
I mean, interesting to see. I wonder if Char can replicate that success. So Evander Kane has said he never bet on NHL games. But the San Jose forward admitted he has a gambling problem during an interview with ESPN that aired on Thursday. It's interesting. Well, it makes sense now that ESPN is picking this up because that's kind of their sandbox now with the new TV deal.
Right.
But I wonder if it's true. I mean, did you get to watch the interview at all?
No, I just saw the article. And right. Basically, he's coming out and saying, I've had my issues in the past, but these recent allegations are very untrue.
Yeah, sounds like a bit of hat in hand here, kind of just trying to appeal to the public here.
Yeah, I mean, what else is he going to say? You know, if he's not going to admit to it, I mean, you just have to come out and flat out deny it.
Right. I mean, he said, I've gambled before. I think that's well documented. It's a big part of my life. It was a big part of my life for quite a number of years. It's something that I would say I definitely had a problem with at certain points throughout those years, certain times more than others. The investigation is still live on his, did he gamble against gamble on NHL games in general and San Jose games specifically, which one of his like exes came out and said that he did that.
His ex-wife.
Yeah.
Who he has a child with.
Right. So, who knows? I mean, I was just talking, like, you know, if you guys caught the whole interview with Zach Tompkins a couple weeks ago, we were talking about D'Angelo and that, like, you know, all indicators point to D'Angelo being an absolute scumbag. And the same could be said for Evander Kane.
Yeah.
I think.
On and off the ice.
Right. But I don't really know this person, right? I mean, and kind of Zach he wasn't defending D'Angelo by any means, but he was saying, like, you know, you can't do that. All indicator. He agreed with me on this, but he said, you know, nobody really knows any of these people. It's tough to judge them. Let's see what they can do next season. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what the NHL digs up from this. Obviously, this is all just kind of speculation and just razzmatazz, if you will, around the whole thing, which I'm sure the producers at ESPN are just eating up.
Oh, yeah. This is their very own Danbury Trashers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's really... I mean, I hope that the integrity of the game isn't spoiled by this, because I think that would be a huge step back for any new fans that are coming on to hear about this. But, yeah. You know, who knows? You know, the big thing here is, you know, we need to figure out... Obviously, the league's taking it very serious, and it's been a very public statement. I just wonder how serious they are behind closed doors.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, if they really care... Or it's just a safe face.
Right, right. Like, I wonder if they're just like, yeah, we're going to investigate it, but we're really not.
Yeah.
You know? So, interesting. Do you have any more news, man? I mean, it's been a really slow week, Caps fans. I do know that there's been the rookie tournament, and we've also got camp has started. And, you know, or maybe not official camp, but actual, like, players on the ice skating.
Yeah. So, I mean, next time we record, you know, obviously we just said we're taking
2 weeks off.
2 weeks off.
Yeah.
Next time we record, we will have a couple preseason games to talk about, and we'll be ready to start previewing the season.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then we're talking about hockey again, like real hockey that's happening right now. And yeah. It's supposed to be like a full season.
Full season. Know? Normal divisions, winter classics, pretty much everything except the international games.
Plus Olympics, though.
Plus Olympics.
Possibly, maybe.
But they're not going to do... They were going to go to Helsinki, and they're not going to do that.
Right. Interesting. All right. Well, Caps fans, thanks for sticking with us and tuning in for this short episode. Check us out on Thursday. We're talking about that Danbury Trashers movie, the Untold on Netflix show. And next week, tune in. We're going to have Bob Matthews on. So until next time, Hockey Troll Poly Cupcake signing off. Hey, Caps fans. Thanks for tuning in to the official Caps Troll podcast, repping the greatest team in the NHL. Follow me, the Hockey Troll, at Hockey Trolling on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And follow me, Polly Cupcakes, at Cupcake Polly on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
And follow the show's handle, @CapsChirp, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Special thanks to the Hockey Podcast Network, @HockeyPodNet on social, and thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. The Hockey Podcast Network. Every team, everywhere. Check them out, or we're not friends anymore.